1. You hear a man talking about long-distance swimming.
1. My interest in long-distance swimming grew out of my gentle weekend splashabouts at the local pool. I found I was starting to do lengths, and then lots of lengths, until finally my friends were going, "What? You do how many? 200? I don't believe it." People think I do it for the challenge, but actually what appeals more is that it's so different to everything else I do. My job's so chaotic that I never have time to stop and think. I do get a bit lonely sometimes if I'm out there going across some big lake or whatever, so it's lovely when everyone's waiting for me on the other side. My interest in long-distance swimming grew out of my gentle weekend splashabouts at the local pool. I found I was starting to do lengths, and then lots of lengths, until finally my friends were going, "What? You do how many? 200? I don't believe it." People think I do it for the challenge, but actually what appeals more is that it's so different to everything else I do. My job's so chaotic that I never have time to stop and think. I do get a bit lonely sometimes if I'm out there going across some big lake or whatever, so it's lovely when everyone's waiting for me on the other side.
2. You hear a woman talking about a film she saw.
1. If I'm absolutely honest, I didn't really enjoy the experience, and I wasn't even looking forward to going in the first place. I don't usually find thrillers or horror films very interesting, and I always think I can tell what's going to happen next, making the whole exercise seem a bit pointless. This one, though, was genuinely frightening, partly just because it was just so loud. But there were some real shocks that had you jumping in your seat. There were people near us who were actually laughing, but I think that might have just been to cover up their nerves. If I'm absolutely honest, I didn't really enjoy the experience, and I wasn't even looking forward to going in the first place. I don't usually find thrillers or horror films very interesting, and I always think I can tell what's going to happen next, making the whole exercise seem a bit pointless. This one, though, was genuinely frightening, partly just because it was just so loud, but there were some real shocks that had you jumping in your seat. There were people near us who were actually laughing, but I think that might have just been to cover up their nerves.
3. You overhear a conversation in a restaurant.
Mine's delicious. How's yours?
Yes, it's good. I've never had it before, although I've often seen it on menus in other restaurants. The flavours are beautifully combined, and it's really quite hot. It fills the mouth. In fact, I didn't realise it would be so fiery. I could do with a nice cold drink to help with it. But yes, it's good, and you can tell the ingredients are all completely fresh.
Why don't you have some of my water until the waiter comes back?
Oh, thanks.
It does look pretty on the plate, doesn't it? Mine's nice too. Would you like to taste a bit?
Please.
Mine's delicious. How's yours?
Yes, it's good. I've never had it before, although I've often seen it on menus in other restaurants. The flavours are beautifully combined, and it's really quite hot. It fills the mouth. In fact, I didn't realise it would be so fiery. I could do with a nice cold drink to help with it. But yes, it's good, and you can tell the ingredients are all completely fresh.
Why don't you have some of my water until the waiter comes back?
Oh, thanks.
It does look pretty on the plate, doesn't it? Mine's nice too. Would you like to taste a bit?
Please.
4. You hear a man talking about a holiday.
Yes. The holiday worked out okay in the end. It exceeded my expectations, actually. I guess because the island was definitely more interesting than I thought it was going to be. When I was booking the trip, though, the travel agent told me what an exceptional hotel it was. I think he went over the top a bit, or perhaps had just never actually been there. Still, I wasn't going to let that spoil my enjoyment, because basically it was the best one around. The whole package wasn't particularly cheap, I have to say, but since I had such a good time, I can't really complain, can I? Yes. The holiday worked out okay in the end. It exceeded my expectations, actually. I guess because the island was definitely more interesting than I thought it was going to be. When I was booking the trip, though, the travel agent told me what an exceptional hotel it was. I think he went over the top a bit, or perhaps had just never actually been there. Still, I wasn't going to let that spoil my enjoyment, because basically it was the best one around. The whole package wasn't particularly cheap, I have to say, but since I had such a good time, I can't really complain, can I?
5. You hear a woman talking about an old camera.
Ah, that old camera. It was really like a friend. It went everywhere with me, and it had plenty of marks and scratches on it to prove it. I never even bought a case for it or anything, and it worked fine. But it was old technology, really, and I thought I'd better get a more up-to-date one. So in the end, I sold it for a few pounds, more than it was worth, really. I wish I'd held on to it, though, because I do miss it. I've got album after album full of photos I took with it, and it's actually quite easy to upload them onto a computer, and they look fine. Ah, that old camera. It was really like a friend. It went everywhere with me, and it had plenty of marks and scratches on it to prove it. I never even bought a case for it or anything, and it worked fine. But it was old technology, really, and I thought I'd better get a more up-to-date one. So in the end, I sold it for a few pounds, more than it was worth, really. I wish I'd held on to it, though, because I do miss it. I've got album after album full of photos I took with it, and it's actually quite easy to upload them onto a computer, and they look fine.
6. You hear a television newsreader talking about his job.
I love the unpredictability in my job. You just don't know what the news will consist of until, literally, it's going out live on air. Throughout the day, stories pour in. Quite a lot of them are just routine and later get set aside, whilst others develop into big news items. Sometimes it's down to a reporter happening to be in the right place at the right time. You can't plan world events, so you just hope you've got someone on the ground when something happens. We do make kind of loose plans at the start of each day, but any of that might be dropped later if a big story breaks. I love the unpredictability in my job. You just don't know what the news will consist of until, literally, it's going out live on air. Throughout the day, stories pour in. Quite a lot of them are just routine and later get set aside, whilst others develop into big news items. Sometimes it's down to a reporter happening to be in the right place at the right time. You can't plan world events, so you just hope you've got someone on the ground when something happens. We do make kind of loose plans at the start of each day, but any of that might be dropped later if a big story breaks.
7. You hear part of an interview with a prize-winning musician.
So you've won the Musician of the Year award. That must be a great feeling.
Oh, yes. I'm still trying to realize it's true. I know my parents are very proud of me, and I'm very lucky to have that level of support and encouragement. I wouldn't have ever done it without them. I can't say it's a great surprise, because for the effort I've put in, there had to be a chance I'd win. But as the finals drew closer, and I saw just how good the other performers were, then I started to worry. And now I feel I've been a bit lucky, because I could easily have missed out.
So you've won the Musician of the Year award. That must be a great feeling.
Oh, yes. I'm still trying to realize it's true. I know my parents are very proud of me, and I'm very lucky to have that level of support and encouragement. I wouldn't have ever done it without them. I can't say it's a great surprise, because for the effort I've put in, there had to be a chance I'd win. But as the finals drew closer, and I saw just how good the other performers were, then I started to worry. And now I feel I've been a bit lucky, because I could easily have missed out.
8. You hear a man talking about the experience of going to university.
Well, I've settled in now and I feel quite at home. It was all a bit of a shock when I started, though. So different from how school had been. The teachers were all strangers and did things differently to the ones we'd had in school, but I guess I'd been prepared for that and soon got used to their methods. I lacked confidence socially, though, and somehow everyone else seemed to have been friends already, so I hesitated to approach anyone. I became very focused on my studies, determined to manage my time well and get high grades. Gradually, I started to mix more, but it took a while. Well, I've settled in now and I feel quite at home. It was all a bit of a shock when I started, though. So different from how school had been. The teachers were all strangers and did things differently to the ones we'd had in school, but I guess I'd been prepared for that and soon got used to their methods. I lacked confidence socially, though, and somehow everyone else seemed to have been friends already, so I hesitated to approach anyone. I became very focused on my studies, determined to manage my time well and get high grades. Gradually, I started to mix more, but it took a while.